From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a biweekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR. This is program number 544, which is intended for broadcast January the 28th through February 11th, 2021. I'm Brady Murray, and I'm joined once again over the phone by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, you doing well?
Yeah, things are good. How do you say, telephonically? Isn't that the way you express it, I believe, Brady?
Telephonically, yes. Old school. It's not a Zoom or, you know,
no,
just old school.
That's okay, though. And boy, we got a lot of things to talk about today, huh?
We do, and you and I have spoken in advance, and we have just a whole bunch of really great reception reports, and we've had to go through and decide which ones we're going to omit just for time's sake, right?
Yeah, right. We got way more than we can fit into this program.
Last weekend, this is the 28th, so the weekend previous, we got five in a matter of maybe 24 hours that were all stellar.
Yeah.
So we know folks are out there listening. And, Doc, let's just get right to it. We have one from Egypt that just came in, and I believe you have that one in front of you to read.
I do, as a matter of fact. It's from Tarek, and it's from Cairo. It says, my name is Tarek. I'm a shortwave listener and a DXer since 1984. I'm a Marine General Sales Manager in a petroleum company here in Cairo. With pleasure, I picked the transmission according to the following details. This was on January the 25th, 1405 UT, 15825, 34333 Simpo.
Mm-hmm.
And he attached also a five-minute recording of the transmission, and it's highly listenable.
Yeah, it was good stuff. You know what I noticed the most? I'm not familiar with his receiver, the RF space SDR-IQ.
It's one of those little USB plug-ins.
Okay. So you are. But
Yeah. Just
below that, he lists his antenna as a loop antenna. So this is not somebody who's got 100 meters of wire, right?
No, it's just a little loop antenna, mm-hmm. and it's running off one of those, I don't mean it the wrong way, but it's not the most expensive receiver you can get. It plugs up to the USB in the computer and just a loop antenna. And
but Dr. Plummer, that's our target audience. We know that our average listener doesn't have big money to buy, you know, $1,300-$1,400 receivers and high-end antennas. We're trying to reach folk with handhelds that are affordable.
Yeah.
And, you know, a little loop antenna.
34333 from Nashville, Tennessee to Cairo.
Cairo. That is a stretch. And, you know, propagation's been good. If you let me move on to this one on 15825. This one was received on the 23rd of January. Listen from 1325 to 1400 UT, 15825. Here's the SINPO, 55444. And that came from a gentleman named Stéphane in France.
Wow, 55444. Wow.
Now, he's a bit more advanced here. He's got the ICOM ICR-75 and a 40-meter long wire. But that's Europe, and Doc, help me out with my geography. Egypt. Are we dealing more with Northern Africa or Middle East, or is that kind of the – how would you describe that?
Yeah, I would think that given what he's got, that it should be a little bit better SINPO, but tells me that 15825 is sure hitting the Northern Africa area pretty strong.
So Northern Africa, you would say, for
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Isn't that kind of the last spot, or am I just totally wrong on that, before we consider it Middle East?
That's just about the last spot.
Okay. So if he had good luck there, I would say that was listenable in the Middle East, and then we've got 15825 in France.
Yeah.
Which is excellent. The next one, Doc, really got my attention. Propagation has been strange in the exact phrasing of our engineer, Phil Patton.
Right.
And this is a good example of it. Pastorino, writing from Italy, listened on the 19th of January to 9980, frequency 9980 at 2343 UT.
Wow.
So we're getting into Italy on 9980 and France and Egypt on 15825. So yeah, it sounds like all of our frequencies are doing well, higher and lower.
They're connecting.
And we've had some troubles with our transmitters, all pertaining to water, over the last couple of weeks. And they're all fixed up. But I'm here to tell you, literally here in the building, telling you that our transmitters are tuned up and running well. So this, and they have been. So this, I think, is favorable propagation.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
All right, Doc. One more that I've got, and I'm trying not to rush because I want folks to be able to listen to this at their pace and be able to appreciate, like we do, that this is all over the world, right? This one's pretty good stuff. Received on the 24th of January, coming from Daniel, who's in Colombia, Bogota, Colombia, South America.
South America?
Yes, South America. And he's listening on 4840 with a SINPO of threes across the board.
Wow, so that's high and low, 15825, 9980, down to 4840, all good reception.
Yes, yes, definitely so. Also have, and we're not going to, this isn't one we had for the show, but a gentleman in Bandera, Texas, on the 23rd, 8 p.m. local time, 5935, excellent reception.
Wow, that's lower too.
So, that's just the probably the greatest quality of shortwave. You've got somebody in Texas listening to a broadcast that's also being heard in Bogota. Or, they're reasonably close frequencies, right?
Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
Just a real spread to it. We always hear from folks across North America. But it's a fascinating form of broadcast, right? It's
no
just
doubt.
So far-reaching. So let's talk, Doc. You've got this one to read, and I think that we agreed this is the last one that we're going to talk about on the show, and we've got plenty of time to get to it. But we heard from William in Pennsylvania. Says he's about 45 minutes north of Philadelphia. And if you have that one to read, I'd like to go just word for word on his reception report.
Yeah, I have it here. And let me preface it by saying he says he's using a Kato 1103 with a 100-foot long wire. A Kato 1103 is a handheld with manual tuning.
And Kato's really across the board, unless you know of an exception, they're not really ever expensive receivers, right?
No. This has got to be less than probably $30, I'm guessing.
So this gentleman took a very affordable receiver and just put a nice antenna on it, and this is what he's working with.
His antenna is nothing but a long wire. It's just a wire antenna. Nothing real fancy.
Not fancy, but it's 100 feet, right?
Yeah, it's 100 feet. He's got that right.
It's just working with what you got. You've got a receiver that's not particularly sensitive, expensive, not a desktop-type thing, not really a ham radio rig, right?
Right.
But he was able to put a nice long piece of copper wire on it, and he's doing well with it. It looks like he's very consistent. I'm going to let you read this response that we got.
He says, I felt compelled to write to your show as I've been listening to the Ask WWCR program continuously for about 2 or 3 years, having been a casual shortwave listener for about 15 years. But here's my formal reception report. Your listener mail is increasingly full of comments about how the COVID pandemic has rejuvenated interest in shortwave listening. I am one of those listeners. With most of my work days at my home office, I found myself reconstructing my shortwave simple rig, a Kato 1103 with a 100-foot long wire, to listen daily. broadcasts on WWCR frequencies are consistently received well. He said, I listened Sunday, 17 January, on 4840 for the entire program, the Ask WWCR. Reception was excellent with very little interference or fade. If possible, send a QSL. Many thanks and keep up the interesting programming. William in Pennsylvania, a little north of Philly.
Right. He says about 45 minutes north of Philly. So I'm going to assume, you know, not being exactly in Philadelphia, that maybe he's a little bit out of the city, but that's a big old town. I've never been there, but I'm going to guess that he's not exactly rural.
No, he's not rural, but I bet he's got a little bit of room to put his long wire.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4840, Brady, so we've been high-low, 15825 down to 4840.
And I guess really what's most remarkable to me about this is he's saying, that's me. That's me that you're talking about. I'm working from home, and this is what I listen to during the day when I'm at home.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and it makes me think there's a lot of people like that.
I believe there is. I think they're all over the world. And, Doc, as the pandemic has, you know, continued, right, people have had the opportunity to wear out local radio, Netflix, whatever. You know, while you're at work, it's probably not watching as much as it is listening. And we're providing alternative broadcasting to what would be received locally on a daily basis for folks who are at home. It's, you know, it's at least some sort of a change of pace while you're still in your home working.
And it fits in with your thesis of we're selling more airtime and we're getting more broadcaster response because of just those points. There's more listeners.
And the listeners seem to be, you know, the loyal shortwave listeners, regardless of age, remain, right? But we know from the host of VORW that the audience is also getting younger.
That's true.
He's made that very clear in the data that he has as far as folks who purchase shortwave receivers, a lot of them noting that it's the first time that they've attempted to listen to shortwave. And so we have every reason to believe that the audience is growing and that people are listening longer, which is very important in radio. Not that they just found something and heard it, but they listened and listened over a period of time.
I agree with that totally. And William's a good example. That he says, I am one of those listeners.
Mm-hmm.
He put his shortwave back together, and he listens to, in this case, us every day.
So that is just superb. And we've got this gentleman here in Pennsylvania. We've been South America, right? Colombia, Italy.
France.
We've got one from Greece that we didn't get to. Egypt. That's impressive. We had another from Italy. We're just getting all over the world.
We've got more than we can fill in on Ask WWCR, that's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it has been an excellent period of time for reception reports. Things continue to go well here at WWCR. We had our first little scare, not really a scare, but we've had somebody out on quarantine, and we've just continued right along. We've got plans and backup plans, and at some point that might fail us, but we want listeners to know that we know you're out there, and we're doing everything that we can here at our studios to continue broadcasting and to continue to serve you worldwide, wherever you may be.
That's what we do. That's exactly what we do.
Doc, we are out of time. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show, and we'll do this again in a couple of weeks.
SWWCR is a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's AskWWCR at WWCR.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.